And now dictation for Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, Gross, G-R-O-S-S, March 1435. Addresses a letter to Lisa Ferguson, N.P., 668-0423. Dear Mrs. Ferguson, a follow-up for Agnes, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior bladder cancer and surgery, last visit in July. Comes with the daughter, no emergency room visit because of underlying dementia, Parkinson. Patient has moved to live with daughter, complaining of feeling tired all the time, but stable weight, eating, no vomiting, dysphagia, no changes on bowels, no bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, no major edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no falling episode. Some problems of insomnia. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Has not required any blood pressure medicines. Weight today 118, blood pressure 140 over 60. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, don't see major edema. She has some degree of rigidity, although no gross focal deficit. Also some expressionless face. No gross dysarthria. Next paragraph, chemistry, July, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline for many years, representing a GFR of 48 at stage 3 with a normal potassium acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor decrease of sodium 136, and anemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, history of bladder carcinoma surgery. Has been followed by Dr. Mattman, M-A-A-T-M-A-N. Next number, blood pressure, upper normal, has not required treatment. Next number, Parkinson, dementia, now requiring full support, living with daughter. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, no indication for treatment, monitor iron studies. Next number, low sodium concentration is very minor, monitor over time. Only should discuss with the patient and the daughter, come back in 1 year.